love you the best till my last day. I'll be loving you.
Because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's latest proclamation bans travel to the United States from 12 countries, mostly in the Middle East and Africa.
The United States will impose full restrictions on entry from Afghanistan, Burma, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. The U.S. also imposing partial restrictions on entry from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. Alex Perche, ABC News, Washington.
The ban is expected to be challenged in court. President Trump directing his administration to investigate President Biden's actions in the White House, alleging aides masked what he said was a cognitive decline and casting doubts on the legitimacy of Biden's use of the auto pen to sign pardons and other documents. Israel has recovered the bodies of two Israeli-American hostages taken by Hamas in the October 7th attacks. Israeli airstrikes overnight killing more than a dozen people. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower, July down 31 to 1891, August down 17 to 1913, September down 18 to 1921, October down 6 at 1915. Cheese markets, barrels up a quarter to 184 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks steady at 193 and three quarters, one trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up 6 to 256, 25 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 127 and a quarter, one trade, while dry whey steady at 56 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly higher on the day as the market was hopeful that fundamental support would arise later in the week. But as of Wednesday, no cash cattle had traded and box beef prices were mixed. Hog markets, meanwhile, mostly higher due to strong cash prices and a slight improvement in consumer demand with the lean hog complex. And the biggest help in the markets were pork demand with a 380 increase in the belly. But again, the nearby month lower due to a little bit of a sell-off after approaching resistance levels. June live cattle up 242 to 218.40. August feeder cattle up 265 to 303.87. June hogs down 25 cents to 99.97. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat higher. Weather was the key issue, with forecast models hinting at a high-pressure ridge building into the central U.S. around the middle of June. And that is still a ways off. There's really no way to know if it will verify or not. But keep in mind, the markets were pressured sharply lower recently, and that has led to some of the funds using the weather issue as an excuse to cover short positions. New crop corn up 5 1/4 to 443 3/3. New crop beans up 3 1/2 to 1025. July wheat up 7 1/4 to 543 1/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know the first dairy cow in America arrived in the Jamestown colony in 1611? Until the 1850s, nearly every family had its own cow. Now, while you could walk the family cow upstairs, you couldn't get it back down to the pasture because a cow's knees are unable to bend properly to walk downstairs. This June Dairy Month message brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building fiber optic smart communities from the ground up. Visit WWT.net for more information.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at WWT.net.
Local markets from Wednesday at Elsevia Durand. Cash corn 392, July 394, new crop 384, cash beans 965, July 970, new crop 935. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash and July corn 4 3/4, August 408, new crop 393 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 414, August 413, new crop 397. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn 388, new crop 393, cash beans 975, and new crop 950. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 395, new crop 394, cash beans 960, new crop 940. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 412, July 414, August 408, new crop 404, cash beans 1010, July 1013, August 995, new crop 967. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn 386, July 386, new crop 389, cash beans at 976, July 979, new crop 957. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 215 to 242, Holstein fed cattle 187 to 209, market cows 110 to 150, bulls 155 to 198, calves 560 to 1570, beef steers 267 to 760, Holstein steers 220 to 590. Sheep markets, light lambs 260 and down, market lambs 245 and down, ewes 135 and down. Goat markets at Equity, does 330 and down, bucks 490 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 125 to 225, fed lambs 195 to 230. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. It is going to be mostly sunny this morning. Clouds will increase a bit here by later this afternoon with a high right around 80 today. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible with a low into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, high of 75.
Take that backyard barbecue you have planned and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. The stuff is amazing. You can try it today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Real country. Real country. 1430 a.m. 107.3 FM.
Hard to me to understand. simple man.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Dan Seals and Bop here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s across the region this morning. Could see 80 today. Rain is on the way, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, World Pork Expo is going on in Des Moines this week, and Susan Littlefield is there. And she has a conversation with National Pork Producers Council President Dwayne Statler. And we'll have that interview with Susan here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming
and raising a family. So we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Looking for a new skid steer loader, compact track loader, or UTV? Take the challenge. Go head-to-head against other brands, comparing quality, comfort, or performance. Bobcat machines are the best in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Visit BobcatAdvantage.com or visit us in person at Comroe Sales and Service, your authorized Bobcat dealer in Durand. Call us today, 715-672-4263, to learn more.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. There are some changes in raising and marketing sheep and lambs. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Things are changing as producers raise their lambs and sheep for market. Peter Orwick, executive director of the American Sheep Industry Association, says changes are taking place on the consumer side and what they're looking for when purchasing lamb. It seems to be more profitable for sheep farmers to raise their animals for market.
Lamb and the meat side provide more of the revenue than any of the rest, obviously. And again, we're seeing changes in the last two decades, really. We're seeing a lot of lambs that are going to market, going to the processing at a much lighter weight. Dollar amount is the same. It's just a lighter weight animal, so you're putting less feed, less input, less management overall to get the same return. And I think a lot of that is just the customer preference. We're seeing a lot of what we call the more non-traditional or ethnic market, they like a smaller carcass. They like a younger lamb, and very particular that it is lamb and not mutton. And I think that's been a boon for a lot of the producers because they can wean earlier, they can market earlier. Others are looking at it for more year-round production, trying to lamb three times a year instead of once or three times in 2 years. So I think that is an opportunity for those that have plenty of ground to graze. If they can graze those sheep 6-7 months out of the year, that's actually the preference that they'd rather have versus a dry lot and supplemental feeding.
The age of the sheep determines if it's mutton or lamb. Anything over a year is defined as mutton, and anything less than a year old when it goes to market is lamb. Orwick talks about the differences between feeding out lambs versus grazing them.
What I notice more than anything is from the management side, a lot of times the lambs, they're not going through and docking or castrating tails, so they can avoid that because of these animals are younger, smaller when they go to the market, so that saves on labor. And at the end of the day, no matter what you're doing in agriculture, labor is one of your key issues. You know, everybody's dealing with the same situation, so if you can reduce your labor costs and input, all the better for you. Now, the flip side to that is I think that sheep are one of those ag commodities. If you have the time and have the labor, you're going to get more back from investing the labor. Getting, you know, two lambs per ewe is a great example because if you put more labor to it, you can get a return.
Peter Orwick with the American Sheep Industry Association. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny this morning. Clouds will increase a bit here by later this afternoon with a high right around 80 today. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible with a low into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, high of 75.
Take that backyard barbecue you have planned and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. The stuff is amazing. You can try it today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on the head. He says, my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Tricia Yearwood, and She's in Love with the Boy, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 40s to low 50s across the region as well this morning. 80s today. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Well, Elsevia has been recognized by Pierce County. They were awarded the Pierce County Economic Boost Award at the annual Pierce County Economic Development Awards Ceremony held on May 15th. The recognition is celebrating Elsevia's expansion project in Hager City, which is generating economic benefits for the region. The Economic Boost Award by the Pierce County Economic Development Committee is presented to a project, initiative, or collaboration that has driven significant economic advancement in Pierce County through job creation, investment, or business attraction. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear Farm Tires, Titan Wheels, and the innovators of low sidewall technology. Prior to the Russian invasion in 2022, Ukraine supplied 50% of the world sunflower market. And with the war ongoing, some of that demand has come to American sunflowers. And our production looks set to boom this year. I'll be back with more after this.
Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires featuring Titan LSW technology help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air pressure recommendations and farm-specific advice to maximize performance and get the most out of your tire investment. Titan has you covered with a full lineup of tires to fit every application on your farm. Be sure to visit the Titan website and use our chat feature to talk with a tire expert. Visit titan-intl.com today.
Yes, American sunflower growers have noticed an increase in demand since Russia invaded Ukraine 3 years ago. And that demand is driving more farmers to plant sunflowers here in the U.S. In fact, according to the latest USDA data, farmers this season will have planted more than 1 million acres. That's a 49% increase over last year. And if we're using trendline yields, the National Sunflower Association estimates total production could reach 1.84 billion pounds, which would be up 60% from 2024. Most of that growth is coming from oil-type sunflowers, where acres are expected to rise 62% to 960,000. Production of oil-type seed is expected to hit 1.61 billion pounds, a 70% increase from last year. Non-oil sunflower acreage is expected to dip slightly, landing near 112,000 acres. Now, this surge comes at a critical time. U.S. oil-type sunflower stocks were down 59% at the beginning of March, offering little cushion to the start of the new marketing year. This year's larger crop will help rebuild those reserves and meet demand from both domestic and international buyers. The domestic sunflower crush is projected to rise to 937 million pounds, with sunflower oil consumption expected to hit 681 million pounds this year. Behind the bullish numbers is the uncertainty still hanging over Ukraine, which had supplied half of the world's sunflower oil before the war. Production and seed availability there remain in flux, keeping the global market tight and pushing more buyers to source from stable regions like the U.S. Market analysts will continue to watch negotiations between Russia and Ukraine, but absent a major breakthrough, it seems unlikely that the Black Sea region will be able to increase production substantially this growing season. What could that mean for prices? I'll have more when we come back.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Despite the big increase in acreage, prices for new crop sunflower seed are expected to stay firm this summer, though soybean market trends could pressure prices later in the year. For now, attention turns to U.S. weather and crop conditions, which will play an important role in determining just how much sunflower power we can deliver in 2025. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires and the innovators of low sidewall technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
down, shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool that came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And here's guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Rip away like Tom Sawyer. Ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle. They scream. Used to play, and I'll float on down the river.
some back home, come on music that comes from the heart. Play something with lots of feeling, 'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play.
Citizens of the People's Republic of China have been charged in a criminal complaint with conspiracy smuggling goods into the U.S., making false statements and visa fraud. The FBI arrested the two citizens in connection with allegations related to their smuggling into America a fungus that scientific literature classifies as a potential agroterrorism weapon. The noxious fungus causes head blight, a disease of wheat, barley, maize, and rice, and is responsible for billions of dollars in economic losses worldwide every year. If the fungus is taken in by humans or livestock, it can cause vomiting, liver damage, and reproductive defects. The alleged actions of the Chinese nationals, including a loyal member of the Chinese Communist Party, are of the gravest national security concerns, said U.S. Attorney Jerome Gorgon Jr. The two are charged with smuggling a fungus described as a potential agroterrorism weapon into the heartland of America. New research from USDA's Agriculture Research Service is shedding light on the causes behind the catastrophic honeybee colony loss reported by commercial beekeepers this year. The findings point to an alarmingly high level of viral infections caused by Verona mites that have resistant genes to a common treatment. The study analyzed samples from six major commercial beekeeping operations affected by the losses and provided the most detailed evidence of the biological factors behind the widespread die-off. Collectively, the operations reported losses averaging over 60% of their colonies, just as they were being staged for California's almond population season. All of the Verona mites collected tested positive for a genetic marker linked to resistance to emetraz, the most commonly used mite treatment in commercial beekeeping. We can't keep relying on a single line of defense against Verona mites, which are quickly evolving, said Patty Sundberg, president of the American Beekeeping Federation. Tariffs put in place by President Donald Trump would take a big bite out of U.S. deficit levels, reducing them by $2.5 trillion over the next decade and shrinking the size of the U.S. economy. A Congressional Budget Office analysis showed that the deficit reduction is almost exactly the same size as the deficit addition that would result from the GOP's Big Beautiful Bill. The Hill said a separate analysis from the CBO found that the bill would add up to $2.4 trillion to deficits through 2034. The tariffs measured by the CBO are those in place from January 6th through May 13th and include the trade truce with China announced on May 12th. Despite announcing several pauses in tariffs on other countries, several tariffs are still in effect despite negotiations with those countries. The overall tariff rate is now between 10 and 15%. That's the highest level in decades. At the World Pork Expo, leaders from the National Pork Producers Council delivered a clear message. The pork industry's future will be strengthened by a united, proactive approach to advocacy. NPPC leaders outlined how a comprehensive, coordinated strategy is delivering results for America's pork producers. From local legislation to global trade, the panel emphasized that challenges facing producers require alignment across all levels of policy influence, including state, federal, international, and corporate. Our advocacy focusing on defending the freedom to operate and making sure every producer, regardless of size or location, has a voice, said NPPC President Dwayne Staitler. Brian Humphreys, NPPC CEO, talked about the importance of persistence and bipartisan engagement in Washington, D.C. Wins take time, and there's a lot of important work happening behind the scenes, Humphreys said. Staying at the table across administration changes and political divides is how to make lasting change. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAY & Associates.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny this morning. Clouds will increase a bit here by later this afternoon with a high right around 80 today. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible with a low into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, high of 75. Take that backyard barbecue you have planned and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. The stuff is amazing. You can try it today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
They read you Cinderella. You hoped it would come true, that one day your Prince Charming would come rescue you. You like romantic movies. You never will forget the way you felt when Romeo kissed Juliet. All this time that you've been waiting, you don't have to wait no more. I can love you like that. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my. Chance, I can love you like that. I'd never make a promise I don't intend to keep. So when I say forever, forever's what I mean. I'm no Casanova, but I swear this much is true. I'll be holding nothing back when it comes to you. You dream of love that's everlasting. Well, baby, open up your eyes. I can love you like that. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my. And I see through to the heart of you. If you
Down a six pack. Ow. Hey Daisy, don't you worry about your mama. Like 007, we can keep it covert. Undercover on the ground by the water, gonna get a little peace on earth. I say, baby, what you say? Picking wildflowers. Hey, baby, Mother Nature is waiting and love's blooming like a cherry tree. Let's buzz around, maybe do some pollinating, yeah. Dive in like honeybees. Baby, what you say we go? Picking wildflowers. Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours.
Entertainment you want.